Blog Talk Radio. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? Did you know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
No, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Try it again. Teresa, how about a tag? So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decided decide to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a f- She said, yes, and that was that. So that was it. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. And happy Hanukkah, and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same to Santa. So I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch are those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself. Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice. And my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our annual sale! So come on down, wrap what up. I said it'd be a free sale. Thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare.
Actually a problem. Fun, handsome, and the ladies at home were lonely, and he knew all of them. Even the wives who didn't get physical could understand the ones who did. lust, just like love, turns the milk mystical, nothing their hearts would forbid. Anatomy of a milkman murder, I'm on the case and I'm taking it further. They closed the file years ago, all the clues have gone ice cold. But new evidence has come to light, and the latest technology might uncover the killer of this prodigious lover by the name of Lyle Turner. Anatomy of a Milkman Murder. Crack a dawn, rooster crows, the milk is bottled fresh. Lyle loads it in the back of his truck with a couple of crates of eggs. Betty Clark on Oak Tree Lane looks forward to 10:15. She'd hear the clinking on the porch and come out to shoot the breeze. Pulling up was the husband and a raging drunken mess. Any love died long ago, she was just something he possessed. Rolling home from a night at a debauchery, yelling and smelling of gin. Went quiet when he found the milk and cigarette butt where it should not have been. Anatomy of a milkman murder. Bob tossed his wife aside and herded up his goons. Betty screamed, but he just stared and drove out beneath the moon. Meanwhile, our exhausted milkman is finishing his daily grind. Puts a truck to bed for the night when he hears a rustling from behind. Lyle offered Bob a bottle at the moment he was struck and killed. Bob laughed, there's no use in crying over blood and milk that's spilled. They saw Lyle in the back of his truck and left his body on ice. He tasted peaches and cream, but he paid a heavy price. Anatta me, anatta you, digging up the why, the how and the who. Anatta him, anatta her, a 30-year unsolved murder. Not me, not him, not her, not you. Jury was hung, and I was unmoved. Ask me why I'm chewing on this. Don't be shocked at what my response is. I believe I'm the product of one of Lyle's dalliances. Betty's dairy, oh, excuse me, diary, the judge homogenized. Gotta get your vitamin D, or the clues may just get pasteurized. Anatomy of a milkman murder, I'm on my case and I'm taking it further. They closed the file years ago, and all the clues have gone ice cold. But new evidence has come to light, and the latest technology might uncover the killer of this prodigious lover, a working stiff by the name of Lyle Turner. Anatomy of a milkman.
That was Tom Corozza. I see Cyanide's in the house. Cyanide's in the chat room. I'm having problems with my chat room there, Cyanide. Thank you for joining us. Betty Jo, I don't see this morning, but that's okay. She's here a lot. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check out Betty Jo Tucker. My friend George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. And you go to the site, Tune In Radio. Right here in Miramar. That's the whole sentence you have to say to do it. So it's crazy. Here we go for you. This is for you, Cyanide. Little Chuck Columbus.
Said these days are awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat sits right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Nor the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. My cat is a Zen master.
Play it on your cat or castle.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
Tune out and be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Comedy reflections of my young friend, Flip Wilson.
Everyone knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America, right? Everybody knows it. Even a dropout knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America. The thing is that very few people know that as a kid, this was all Columbus would talk about, discovering America. In fact, let me give you my concept of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. See? Columbus lived as a kid in a little town with his mother and father. That was cool. He wasn't working. Had to live with his mother and father. As a kid, this was all he would talk about. The neighbors thought he was off his cookie. And he'd come by, he'd be there in the yard there playing, and they'd lean over the fence and they'd say, Christopher Columbus, what are you going to do when you're grown up? And he'd say, I'm going to discover America. Listen, you better cut that out. You know there isn't any America. You know the world is square. Chris would say they sure are. At 35, when he'd gotten out of grammar school, he arranged an audience with the Queen, Queen Isabel, Isabel Johnson. The Queen's name, Isabel Johnson, and she asked him about this America project, and Chris tells her, if I don't discover America, there's not going to be a Benjamin Franklin. Or a Star Spangled Banner in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And no Ray Charles. When the Queen heard no Ray Charles, she panicked. The Queen said, Ray Charles! You gonna find Ray Charles? Is he in America? Chris said, sure, that's where all those records come from. The Queen's excited. She she's running through the halls of the Capitol screaming,
Chris gonna find Ray Charles. He's going to America on that boat. What you say? Chris is fucking on.
She wrote him out a traveler's check. Chris runs to the local Army Navy store. He buys 3 used ships, 2 pair of fatigues, some shades. Then he got his supplies for the trip. He bought 2 chicken sandwiches, 5 cases of booze, and a small 7-up. Small soda. He brought a small soda. 7 small sodas. Then he's ready to leave. Photographers and the reporters are all at the pier to see him off. All the girls are there. They're excited and screaming,
goodbye, Columbus. He's gone on that boat. He's gone to America.
Isabel was saying, she'd open one of those bottles of booze. Isabel saying,
Chris gonna find Ray Charles.
I said, be cool, Isabel. Will you be cool? Then he turns to the first mate. He says, weigh anchor. About 10 minutes later, the guy said, 7,482 pounds. Chris said, look, just put it in the boat, okay? Don't weigh it, just put it in the boat. When he'd gotten out of the harbor, first mate said, Chris, which way is America? Chris said, I don't know. We're going to have to sail around when we bump into it. So we better go this way. If we go that way, we'll sail off the edge like them other guys. 100 days later, the men are ready to mutiny. Chris has been goofing. He's been going through a bit like, back up, make a right, watch out for the edge. First mate says, come here, Chris. So Chris, look at me when I'm talking to you. So the men are ready to mutiny. The cabin boy said that if you don't find America in 2 days, he's going to give you a shot in the mouth. Right then, a piece of wood floats by the ship. Chris said, there's a piece of wood. So we're not far from America. That's American wood. And I know American wood when I see it. First mate said, why don't you cut that out? It's a piece of the ship. They're breaking up on it. Right then, the guy in the mast yells, land ho! Chris said, what does that mean? So that means he sees land. Chris said, well, pull over. Pull over. Maybe that's America. You guys are going to pass right by. You don't even know America. That is America. Just look at all those spacious skies. Those amber waves of grain. Just dig that purple mountain's majesty. I bet there's fruit out there on the plains. It's a big holiday in America that day. Big holiday called Not Having Been Discovered Yet Day. All the Indians on the beach there celebrating. They got sandwiches, 6 packs, 3 or 4 bags, whatever it is they're putting in the pipe. Chris leans over the side of the ship. He says, hey, y'all. Yo, where is this? Very attractive little Indian girl said,
why? What's your name? What you want coming around here in them ships?
See, my name's Christopher Columbus. I'm out discovering. Then I'm going to discover America. I'm going to discover y'all. The little Indian girl said,
we don't want to be discovered. You can't discover nobody if they don't want to be discovered. You better discover yourself away from here.
First mate said, Chris, they're hostile. Chris said, yeah, and they're mad, too. Said, well, we're going in there anyway. That's America. They can't keep us out of there. Let down the longboat. And they let down the longboat, which was really a short boat on the side of the big boat. They called it the longboat because they had a peewee boat, but they weren't going to use that. They pile into the boat. They're heading into the shore. The men are laying down the boat because the Indians are throwing rocks and spears, flaming arrows, tree trunks. First mate said, Chris, we better not go in there. Those Indians are crazy. Chris said, turn the boat around. We'll leave. We'll make a map and give it to the pilgrims. Pilgrims will fix their wagon.
That was Flip Wilson. Keeping comedy alive. That's today. Be happy. Speaking of being happy, Festival for Change and Power Mastery Empowerment Retreat, Natural Wealth, Health, Wellness, Fitness, and Higher Consciousness. That'll be April 28th through the 30th. I know it's way in advance, but I just told them I'd give it a mention. For more information, go to Festival for Change, Festival for Change, and we'll promote it more when it gets closer to the event. Cyanide's in the house. How's it going, Cyanide? Did you get a new dog yet? All the way from somewhere near Amsterdam. Cyanide's listening in. Marco Polo. It's our little game. All righty. How much time do we have? Wow, time goes fast when you're having funny. Sorry. I got a little frog caught in my throat, and I wasn't even eating French food. Okay, we have 4 minutes. I just like Jen Kwok. Why don't we go out with Jen Kwok? Why not? Here we go.
This is the joint right here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see me in my short skirt and heels. I know you want this. Look at it. You're looking pretty good yourself in a striped shirt and khaki?
Same resistant from the gap?
The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I got what you need. Let me tell you what I mean.
I'm gonna take you home tonight, and we're gonna talk about our feelings. I'm gonna take you home tonight.
My room looks like an urban outfitters catalog.
I like everything to be cute.
We're looking at pictures of my family and it is getting awkward.
So weird.
Cause you're staring at a picture of my dog while something's going on in your boxers.
Do you want to share what's happening with your body right now?
I'm gonna take you home tonight.
But don't be surprised if my kid wakes up. She likes to cry in the middle of the night because she don't want to keep her feelings bottled up inside. Just wait there, I'll put her back in bed. But don't forget the thing that you just said about your father and how he never loved you. Your vulnerability got my pussy wet, boo. Let's do it all night long. Sing it to me like in my favorite song.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
All these emotions, they've got me reeling. Take my clothes and just start peeling. My bedroom's got a mirror on the ceiling. So let's lay down and start looking at our feelings.
Yeah. Get into it right now.
I'll go first.
I think that yoga is much more effective than Pilates.
Something about the core? Okay, now it's your turn.
How do you think your hopes and dreams have been affected
by the economy?
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, it's my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard.
Jen Kwok. Check her out online. Well, thank you for listening. Down to our last 16 seconds. Thank you for Cyanide for coming into the chat room today. And everybody, let's try to be a little happy. That's all I'm saying. Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Thank you.
Goodbye.